This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Welcome back into this Valentine's Day edition of Sports Talk. February 14th already, folks. Soon enough, the NFL Combine, and right after that will be the NFL Draft, all coming very rapidly now. The Kellen Moore, new hire for the Saints, filling out his staff. We got a lot of questions about who that'll be. Also, the roster questions coming as well, and quarterback is the big one. Will Derek Carr be around for next season? We still don't know. It was asked at the media session yesterday, Kellen Moore's introductory press conference. Two different times. We're going to get into it in case you haven't heard it. Here's the first one, Kellen Moore being asked about Derek Carr.
You mentioned talking about the cap situation. One of those cap hits and guys prevalent with that is obviously quarterback Derek Carr. What do you think about him when looking at his tape, and do you view him as being the week one starter for this team with you as head coach?
Yeah, Derek's a tremendous quarterback in this league. I've had so much respect for him, the journey that he's been on. He's a starter in this league. He's a premier player in this league. He's had a great journey, obviously going from Fresno State to the Raiders and now here. Really excited to team up with him and go through this process. And so just like any player on this roster, I just got here a few days ago, and I'm excited to go through this journey with all of them.
I will say, at least, Jeff, in that bite, he says, I'm excited to team up with him. So you're to assume that he still wants Derek around.
He didn't say for how long. these are not, you know, one funny thing that that we're learning about Kellen Moore, and that I learned about Kellen Moore, is everyone has their own kind of vocal tics, right? Sean Payton and or Pete Carmichael more so, but Sean Payton would do it too. They would start every sentence with, I think this.
Yeah.
Or, there's a lot of ways that, it's kind of like that internal vamping that people do so they have an extra millisecond to figure out what they're going to say.
No, I say obviously too much.
Yes, there's a good example. I say it's funny a lot. It's just if you listen to someone talk for long enough, you kind of pick up on that. One thing Kellen Moore does is he starts every response with an affirmative. He'll say yeah or absolutely just to register that the question was asked, because that's just his way of doing that. And a lot he did that after that question was asked, and he said, do you view Derek Carr as your week one starter? And he said yeah, but that's not him answering the question. And I saw a lot of people hear that and be like, oh, he said it's week one starter. That's not what that is. That's him kind of acknowledging the question, and then everything after that is his answer. But I'm just mentioning this because Kellen Moore is going to be the head coach here for a while. We need to be all on the same page here that he started 19 sentences with yeah during his press conference. 19 different sentences. The first word was yeah. So anyway.
We'll see if his second question that he was asked about Derek Carr, how that goes. Here is Kellen Moore asked again about Derek Carr and the Saints.
And following up on Derek, do you view that as you guys have a decision to make at quarterback, or you view it as Derek Carr as a quarterback?
I view it as Derek Carr is a tremendous starting quarterback in this league. We're fortunate to have him, and we're excited to go through this process, as we build this roster together. Again, I'm meeting these guys for the first time the last few days. Really excited to meet more of them, and this will be a lot of fun.
Yeah, Derek Carr, right? Talking about Derek Carr again right there.
Yeah.
Still not a crystal clear answer on his plan for the QB room. And I guess it is fair enough that he is just coming off the Super Bowl victory, just getting settled in, probably looking for a house with his family, and really hasn't had a chance to sit down with players and meet with them and go over this roster entirely either.
Yeah, and I agree with Jeff Duncan, what he said. I don't think that Kellen has made a decision at this point. My guess would be that he's aware of two possibilities. One, you keep Derek Carr around and have some roster flexibility. Two, you move on from Derek Carr and have very little roster flexibility, because if you keep him, you can restructure that deal, open up some cap space. If you cut him, you will deal with a pretty massive cap hit. You will free up some money against the cap, but you will lose that trigger to clear $30 million, right? So it becomes very complicated. One thing, we got a text in saying, hey, can you trade Derek and potentially save some of that cap space? Now, there is an offset clause with his roster bonus, where if another team has him under contract, you can offset that $10 million. But, you know, that's only if he signs for a number of that magnitude, right? He has a full no-trade clause. We saw this play out with the Raiders. Mm-hmm. I would be stunned if he signs off on a trade. Now, if he wants to...
Maybe the New York Jets want him.
If he want, well, sure, but he could just as easily, if they want to trade him, say, well, you're just going to have to cut me and I'll go sign there, just like he did to the Raiders. So there's no reason to think that, you know, unless he feels like I will make more money on this contract if you just keep it than if I get cut and sign a new deal, maybe you would figure it out that way. But it's highly unlikely, in my opinion, that you're going to find a trade, because you can't just shop him around. He's going to have to okay whatever spot that is, and that team, knowing that, won't offer anything worth value. So I think that's all that the no trade clause really rules that out in pretty much any capacity.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. I'm gonna wait.